The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with SuperValue Travel Insurance. Don't worry about a thing with great value travel insurance online at supervalue.ie.
Now, Andrea, Andrea Smith is the voice you heard there, and she's a self-confessed mocker of the Fit Brigade. I could say a lot of other things too. Doesn't quite get excited by diet talk. In fact, I will give you a quote. Life is too short to spiralise a zucchini. I go along with that. Anyway, Irish Independent feature writer, panellist with Midday on TV3, you surprised yourself a couple of weeks ago. You were then weighing 19 stone when you signed up to walk 115 kilometres of the Camino in northern Spain in October. Anyway, how are you doing at the moment? Are you all right?
I still can't believe I did it, Dave. What was I thinking? You know,
did what? You haven't done it yet.
I know, yeah. I'm contemplating it. One of these moments of madness where I was convinced by Francis Black, the singer who has a charity, that it would be a great thing to do, you know, and it sounded great. So I signed up and now I'm trying to make it happen.
Do you have to walk the 115 kilometres? Yeah.
Yeah.
The walk itself is hundreds of kilometres, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we're just doing one leg of it.
Right,
so
yeah.
Some people do it like for 5 weeks at a go, but we're doing the final leg. So it's 115.
Right. Yeah, by the way, there's a movie out about it too.
Martin Sheen,
which is directed by his son, Emilio Estevez. And The Way, it's actually quite good, actually. You get the point of it. Anyway, those who haven't seen the movie or don't know what it is, what exactly is the Camino?
Well, the Camino is a kind of a pilgrimage. No, I'm not religious. But it's a pilgrimage. It's the Way of St. James. It leads to Santiago. There's lots of different routes lead into Santiago where the remains of St. James are reportedly buried or entombed or whatever. So lots of people take different routes into it. And when you arrive, then you see that the remains, whatever. But it's really the journey that's the thing, you know. So you walk 20 kilometres a day for different reasons.
All
people
right.
do it for challenges
okay,
or
so
whatever.
Like basically, you start the walk on October 3. You're doing the final 115 kilometres of the entire 780, as it says here, joining the ranks of the thousands who walk this route annually, all for different
hundreds
reasons.
Hundreds of thousands.
Now, your reasons is whatever. Francis Black got you into it and you fell into the trap. And how you're doing it. Okay,
yeah,
fair
exactly,
enough.
Yeah.
Now, you are a self-confessed mocker of the Fit Brigade I mentioned earlier on. Sick and tired of them all, are you?
Yeah, honest to God, I'm not able for... You know the way it's all now, it used to be all kind of... It was all about being skinny. Now it's all about being strong. So if you're not doing your TRX or, you know, you're not, you know, sort of running a triathlon before breakfast, you're nobody these days. So I can't actually believe now when I see myself going out walking that I've joined the ranks, you know. I kind of feel I've betrayed the fat brigade here, but anyway.
The fat brigade, what are you, by the way, bluntly? You were 19 stone.
Yeah, yeah.
You're now down to 17.
Yeah.
Over the past few weeks, how did you lose so much in such a short space of time?
So start bloody moving, Dave, that's why.
Really?
You know, I started getting out and
so
walking. And, yeah, turns out,
it
was so crazy it actually works. But yeah, I've tried a different diet every week because I find dieting really, really boring and just pointless. But anyway, just to sort of make it interesting, I tried everything like from the baby food diet or juicing and all that kind of thing, you know.
Hold on a second. You tried these things.
Yeah.
I thought you had no interest and you
No,
wouldn't
I didn't. But you see...
You tried it for this.
If I'm going to be hauling 19 stone across 115 kilometres, it would be probably easier to do it a bit lighter. So I said I'd do it and, you know, try and, you know, shed a few pounds just for that. Not for any kind of aesthetic reason. I don't care about that. But just to make it a bit easier, you know.
Okay, like what are you then at 19 or 17? Are you overweight? Are you obese? Are you morbidly obese? Have you gone to a doctor to say this is what you are? Which one is it?
I presume I'm morbidly, I would have been morbidly obese at 19 stone. I don't feel it now, you know what I mean? I kind of think I'm a fit fatty. Like I'm out with my dogs every morning and...
A fit fatty, but there isn't a doctor in town who wouldn't say that you're at major risk of heart disease, diabetes and all the rest of it.
Possibly, but I
already, yeah.
Well, whatever, you know, what a way to go. But anyway, I had all the tests done recently before I embarked on this, and my doctor said you're amazingly healthy. So I often think it's a lot to do with your attitude as well. You know,
you see, that's it. Like you're okay to do this. I mean, I'd be scared to do this.
What do you think? Going to keel over halfway through?
Well, I don't know.
Do the mini marathon once, and I was last. You know, I came in last, and the ambulance was behind me. Every time I came to a junction, they opened up the roads to the public. You know.
Do you eat lots?
Do I eat lots? Well, I don't think I got to 19 stone by snacking on salads, you know, but I definitely enjoy my life. But I also would not be one of the people who look in the mirror and think, oh my God, you look horrendous, because I just think life is for living, for having a bit of fun and whatever, you know. And so, yes, I am fat, but there's a lot worse things to be than fat, you know. You could be tortured, as most people I know are, about trying to make themselves thinner, and who cares, you know. We're a long time dead. There's a lot of people in the graveyard who'd give anything to be walking around in this fat body every day.
Okay, well, look, let's take a look at this then. Do you get enough sleep? Do you say you exercise a bit with the dog or whatever. Do you take sugary drinks? All these kind of tick the boxes questions.
I wouldn't be the sugary drinks. I'd be the diet drinks more so. But I suppose it's one of those things that kind of, I mean, it doesn't take much to put on weight. You know, you can put on a couple of pounds a year and end up, you know, I mean, I've been this weight since I was in my 20s. I'm 46 now. So it's not like my weight is kind of stable, actually. You know, it generally doesn't go up or down, whatever. It generally stays the same.
And over the last few weeks, have you been exercising to the point where, like, for instance, you have workouts? Do you vary the workouts?
Oh, I just go walking, you know, find it awful boring. But I'm getting a treadmill this week. But because I found, you know, having to, if you do 20 kilometres a day, I mean, I did a 5K in Carlow last week, came last, but did it, you know, no problem, in an hour. So I think that, you know, if you're going to be walking 20 kilometres a day, you sort of have to build up the stamina to that, you know. And the problem is I'm ending up too far away from home every time I go walking. So I'm going to get a treadmill now and supplement it a bit.
So in terms of your peace of mind, you don't care about being overweight. So therefore, you know, what the hell kind of thing? Throw your hands in the air, is it?
Well, you know what? As a journalist, I would do a lot of photo shoots for people and attend a lot of photo shoots. And the most beautiful celebrities and models and all, and they're all tortured over like 2 inches on their thighs. I kind of think, you know, there's really, you should be concentrating on what's going on inside our head rather than what's going on your thighs. Do you know what I mean? So I suppose, and I know my attitude is unusual. I know that most people are tortured by weight, but I genuinely couldn't give a fig about my weight. I do think that for the Camino, it's probably going to just make, I'm just trying to make my life a bit easier because,
right. Enough figs, they'll make you fat.
Yeah.
By the way, 51551 is our text, and we're talking to Andrea. Now, Andrea Smith is going to do the Camino Walk very soon, in about a month's time. You've been writing this regular column, this piece in the Irish Independent, yeah, on your preparations for the Camino. And since you started doing this so publicly, you've been, what, inundated with people, what, saying this is what you should do, shouldn't,
yeah,
basically,
yeah,
offering advice, isn't,
yeah,
it?
Yeah, offering advice. A lot of people,
the Fit Brigade.
Yeah, the Fit Brigade. I think they think I've seen the error of my ways. I've finally come over to the dark side, you know.
Yeah, right.
But no, a lot of people have been very kind and offered, you know, to help me or to go walking or to do, you know, a lot of advice and a lot of, you know, suggestions. But I'm sort of doing it my own kind of maverick way, really, because I don't imagine. I remember my editor said when I said I was going to do a lot of different diets, my editor Yvonne was worried that I'd be messing up my metabolism. But I said it's hardly a shining beacon of efficiency to begin with, you know. So
yeah.
I find that kind of the most fun aspect, you know, to try different things out, just because I really don't think I'd be a one for, you know. Although I have to say now, you know, the healthy eating is kind of impressing me on some levels. You know, it's not as bad as I thought.
Okay, the healthy eating is one thing.
Yeah.
That's opened the door. You might actually walk through and stay in the other room. But
yeah,
the exercise, can I quote, it's a crushing bore.
Oh, it is, isn't it, Dave, though? It is boring. You know?
No, I'm quoting your quote. I mean,
yeah.
I don't want to much about exercise myself. Yeah.
Well, of course, you could listen to your show on radio while you're doing it. No, I mean, yeah, I find, you know, walking is not so bad because at least you can have a look around and see what's happening. But, you know, I don't understand the whole gym mentality and I never will, you know. But I understand as well why people do it. I mean, you go into the supermarket now and there's all these protein bars and shakes. They're literally taking over the place, you know.
Yeah.
So, and fair play to people. But I do think that sometimes people replace one addiction with another.
But you mean like 6 months down the line, all those things, they really find, like, they do a special investigative report,
yeah,
Sunday Times Insight, 19 pages, and they find out they make you fatter overnight than every other damn bit. Anyway, people definitely think that you're a bit slow on the uptake, I presume, when you're fat, do they? Is that the kind of thing? Do they have a kind of a perception of something?
Yeah, absolutely, you know, because I think as well, when I've started losing weight, I notice the people kind of come over and they kind of rub your arm, you know, with that kind of sympathetic thing,
yeah,
where they go, you must be feeling great.
And you're miserable and tortured inside,
you,
when,
yeah,
you realise they are.
Yeah, they kind of think, I think that I'm secretly tortured. I'm sitting on the sofa eating crisps because, yeah, I'm secretly tortured. And now that I've started losing the weight, I've kind of seen the error of my ways, you know, and it's not like that at all. It never will be. And I've met very few people who think like me, so there's clearly I'm clearly a bit weird on that front. But you know what? I'm happy. I've never been down. I've never been depressed. I'm always kind of in good form. And I think that once you're happy with yourself, no matter what you look like, I think, you know, you're going. I mean, so what? I have a few stone to lose. There are worse things that could happen in life.
Well,
you know?
Would that answer the question then when you mentioned earlier on about a fit fatty? That's your definition of a fit fatty.
Yeah, well, I think I'm mentally fit, but I also think that, you know, I do walk the dogs 2 kilometres every morning, you know, and that kind of gets me out and into the fresh air. And, you know, when I started doing this, I was surprised at that I wasn't quite as unfit as I sort of suspected, you know?
The whole idea, like, of you know, you were 19 stone, you've lost two recently. Was there any, do you like the loss of two? Do you feel...
I don't, this is it. People think, I think, that I'm going to be transformed, you know, and they're saying, you know, do you feel much better? And you know, and I don't feel absolutely anything. I feel, you know, I think if I was size 10 tomorrow, I'd feel the same. Because, I mean, your life doesn't transform just because you lose weight. A friend of mine lost 6 stone and she said, you know, people thought that her life was she was now a new person. Okay, I could maybe shop in more clothes shops in town, and that would probably be about it. You know, it doesn't change what goes on inside your head.
Right, and by the way, just to mention, there is a charity aspect to this as well. You are doing it for Frances Black's
The Rise Foundation. Right. It's a foundation that she set up to support families who have loved ones in addiction. So
okay, and you're going to spend about what? About a week, 7 days? Is it
7 days, about 20 kilometres a day for 6 days, actually. Right.
There's one here that says, I've walked the Camino. I never can understand people only doing that last 120. Get off the stage.
We're total wimps.
Jerry, okay, fair play, Jerry, whoever you are. But why not walk the first 120 also? Start with everybody. Maybe you could start with everybody and just drop out then after a while.
Somebody said to me recently, you know, you can get taxis from one place to the other because your luggage goes ahead of you. And I was saying, well, the only thing is people are sponsoring. I have a My Charity page and people are sponsoring me for doing this. So I suppose I can't do the taxi resort. But it's amazing the amount of people have suggested that. Like, you know, you get up in the morning and nip off in a taxi and then have a hot stone massage and say you did the Camino, you know.
Andrea will have a ball in her Camino. I'm heading off on my third, Porto de Santiago, 250 kilometres, that's next week. I've walked the Camino. Andrea's great. I started walking when I left work and in 18 months I lost over 5 stone. I also did the Camino as a project. Tell her it really works. I love her attitude to life. Keep it up.
Oh, thanks very much.
For crying out loud. Can we balance these out here? Yeah. I'll make one up. Andrea, you're fooling yourself.
Need to get Katie Hopkins on or something, you know, or Dr. Ava or something.
Is she the higher woman now these days for the opposite opinion? Yeah. Well done, Andrea. You will love it. And there's loads more. Yeah, we had such a laugh. No pressure at all. I went to my sister 2 weeks ago, did 115. Fantastic. Best of luck to Andrea on her walk. Myself, my best friend are doing the same in 2 weeks' time. But we're not taking the training very seriously. If we're still standing at the end, that's good enough for us, says Orla. Fair enough, I'll go along with that one too. And by the way, like, if the exercise is one thing, I presume, you know, was there something that you were doing over the last few weeks that the nice supposed warm evenings, I don't remember them too many, but like, was there crack and camaraderie? Was there something to do with keeping fit that you liked?
Yeah, well, I'm kind of keeping fit by myself. People are offering all this, do you want to climb Brayhead? And I'm like, no, yeah, no right. Thanks. But yeah, I do think, you know, that definitely it's good for your head to get out. I always felt that with the dogs anyway.
Okay, I was just thinking it's good for your head. What about the spiritual dimension to the walk?
Like,
is that
find,
an aspect for you? Yeah, is it
isn't really, but I'd like to find a bit of spirituality in my life. And apparently when you're walking the Camino, you get a lot of time to think. I'm a freelance journalist, so, you know, you're kind of going from one day to the other all the time and not thinking ahead. So I kind of like the idea of switching off for a week and just walking and not really only having to worry about getting to the next kind of pit stop or whatever, you know. I think that might be good for me to actually, I mean, I've been doing this for 11 years, so this will probably be the first time in 11 years I'm going to switch off and actually think of nothing but how many blisters I have on my feet, you know.
By the way, when I said earlier on about mini marathons, that you ran the mini marathon, you walked.
Did you say ran?
No, I think I might have, sorry.
I walked and I came last. In fact, they packed all the medals away in the van by the time I arrived, and they had to send a man
We're
in to fish out
home.
A medal.
They sent out a search party. It was 2 a.m. Okay, hi Andrea, fair play to you. There should be more plus size women out there with your confidence. Another one here says, can you ask your guest, does she mind that her life is going to be much shorter if she stays as heavy as she is? That's Kevin and Clonakilty.
Yeah, well, you know, you could say that, couldn't you? But, you know, I know that's always thrown at us. It's always the accusation that's levelled at the fat brigade that, you know, we're clogging up the health service, that, you know, we're going to have. I mean, OK, one day maybe I'll have a massive heart attack, but maybe I won't. Maybe you will. You know, you're nice and slender now. You might walk out and have it, you know.
Absolutely.
And I
bus,
think
it might be going by.
I think as a generalisation, I actually think a healthy mind, you know, goes a long way towards a healthy body, which is, and I find I'm never sick. My doctor didn't know who I was when I went in, you know. So, you know, maybe that's just luck and maybe one day it'll run out. But sure. You know.
Well, listen, we're going to go over to Shauna Roach shortly. So one last one. None of your close friends, you say, have weight problems. Dieting is not a topic that you discuss much.
No.
So this makes you fairly unusual, doesn't it?
Oh, stop. My two best friends are both size 8 and have always been. In fact, they'd like to put on weight. So I think maybe it's helped with the kind of healthy attitude that we don't, because there's nothing worse than, you know, you go into a kitchen and work and everybody's gone on about their points and their calories and their this. It's awful boring. Like, women, please change the topic. You know, think of, talk about other things that are going on in the world. Not, you know.
Indeed, absolutely important things like somebody's new album. Okay, listen, thanks very much, Andrea, for dropping in. And by the way, you can donate to Andrea Smith's Camino Walk by logging into mycharity.ie, looking up the Rise Foundation, and you'll find Andrea's link there. So good luck in a month's time. Hope it goes fantastic.